listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, and I'm joined today by Kathy Crudell with Intermountain Healthcare and the Learning Network. Thank you for being with us.
You're so welcome.
We are talking today about educating yourself when it comes to preparation for childbirth and kind of what it all entails. And we've talked about, of course, childbirth classes. For many moms, we know that that's an option. But there are some specialized classes as well that can help moms and couples prepare for childbirth, and some that can also help other family members as well.
Right.
Things aren't just limited to that one childbirth class that we maybe all be familiar with.
A new baby affects everyone in the house.
Yes, even your pets.
Yes, exactly. We don't have a pet class. Sorry, I'll just give that disclaimer right
now.
That's
fair, but we do have a Baby Your Baby podcast about it, so people can listen there. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of these classes that may talk more about specialized labor methods and kind of those other topics, not just kind of what I'm going to refer to in no disrespect, but your basic labor and delivery classes.
Right, exactly. So there's the basic, how am I going to get through labor and birth? Mm-hmm. And that's classes we've discussed in a previous podcast, but now we'll talk a little bit more about the more specialized classes.
Yeah. So let's talk about low intervention childbirth and the classes that can surround that and the resources.
Okay, Intermountain offers a class called Low Intervention Childbirth, and this is kind of the overview class of how can I prepare for a non-medicated or a childbirth without an epidural. And if I could really stress one thing, if you are planning or desiring to attempt a non-medicated birth or labor, this is the most helpful thing you can do. The more preparation you have for this, the more skills you have to handle those sensations and really strong sensations of labor and birth, the better off you'll be and the more successful you'll be with that plan. So highly recommend this.
Because you're just going to have more understanding about all of the things.
Right, all the stages of labor, because the contractions will intensify as you get closer to birth. And how do I handle early labor versus the active versus when I'm pushing out the baby? And the real benefit of these also is to bring a labor coach or a partner who is also engaged in doing this with you, because you will need some reminders or some coaching along the way with that. So these classes require more commitment from you to actually practice and learn the skills that are taught there.
Sure. Because in all of this, it really takes two to tango.
It really does. You need a helper.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something that may be new to some of our listeners. Hypnobirthing?
Hypnobirthing is a form of low intervention. So the basic low intervention class speaks in generalities about some of the techniques you can use. Hypnobirthing is a certain type of class that involves self-hypnosis and deep meditation. And again, it's even more immersive as far as your preparation. But it's very effective, and this is probably, of the branded low intervention classes, this is the one that is most in vogue right now. A lot of women are having great success with this, and so we do have some offerings with that in Intermountain Healthcare for those courses.
Even the Royals. We're learning that Meghan Markle was hoping to go through hypnobirthing as well. And so, it's something that's kind of newer.
It is a little bit newer, but it's been around long enough that enough people have tried it and have found it to be very effective.
I don't think I could stay focused long enough to get myself to that point.
I think I'm past my childbirthing era, but I'm not sure I could either, but I did have a hypnobirthing instructor challenge me. She said, give me 2 hours with you. So I may take her up on it.
Well, let us know how that goes, please. And so then there are some other classes that are offered kind of post-childbirth. The things that we're going to be going through after we have the baby and come home with the baby. One of the big ones, of course, breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding. And let me just clarify that you can and are encouraged to take the breastfeeding class even before you deliver. You also could take it after. And the breastfeeding class, breastfeeding, it always amazed me every time I had a baby that my body just made milk to feed that baby. That is so miraculous to me. And it seems like it should be such a natural and easy thing. And sometimes it really is. That baby knows what to do and that mom knows what to do. But more often than not, there's a few little bumps along the way that if you have an expert who can help you and has taught you a few things about the breastfeeding experience, you can navigate right through those with just that extra little help from an expert and anticipation of what those things are.
Right, because there are a lot of things that can change.
Correct.
Even though you think you have a plan and you think you want to go through certain steps and processes.
Well, there's things that come up, like the one thing that's probably the biggest complication is latch.
Yes.
Not every baby knows how to latch on correctly. And if that doesn't happen, then you end up with soreness and other issues that can happen that wouldn't necessarily have to if you can correct that one little step. Or
exactly. You
may have an anatomical issue with mom or with baby that needs some correction or some tools to help you through that.
Mm-hmm.
There's clogged milk ducts, mastitis.
Yeah.
And it's just helpful to know what those are so that you recognize them, intervene for them, and can continue the breastfeeding process.
Right. Well, and because for me, after having Jackson wanting to breastfeed, he was born tongue-tied.
Yes.
And so that was a challenge for him right off the bat, latching on. He was able to, but that suction.
Again, you probably had an expert help you to get that latch, and then
exactly, and then we were able to go forward before he was able to get his tongue-tied issue, you know, taken care of a couple days later. But then, you know, it breaks down to for me. I also found out that I wasn't producing as much or enough, and how to navigate through some of that, whether it was through, you know, supplemental formula, breastfeeding when I could, pumping when I could.
Exactly. And
that's
an issue of supply and demand. And
again,
you can learn tricks how to get your supply up so that it meets the demand. And sometimes it's very simple if you just know what those things are.
And sometimes it can also, as a mom, you're feeling very frustrated or deflated by the situation, thinking, why am I not working the way that I should be.
Exactly. You have an expectation that isn't happening.
Exactly. Yeah, and so that's a great time for that expert to, either you've gone through the class and you go, oh wait.
I remember
that there are some steps I can take, or you have that expert come in and say, there's some steps that we can take and we can help.
And that's another thing about these classes is they'll leave you with resources. So even if all the things you're remembering that you've learned are not working, you actually know where to go to get that extra help afterwards.
Yeah.
And that's so helpful.
Yeah, because it is important. We know not everyone can do it or wants to do it, but we do know that there are some big importances when it comes to at least trying to breastfeed off the bat.
Exactly. And I think it's important to note, you know, there is so much research around breastfeeding, and the phrase I like to remember is human milk is best for human babies.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of research that supports that and shows the benefits of breastfeeding. And so we learn those things and we want those things and we want to help that be successful.
Right. Because we're trying to just give the best
care
to our baby.
And with that, I also want to give the caveat, it's not a guilt issue because there are medical situations, social situations where breastfeeding may not be best. If mom's on certain medications or substances, it may not be the best option. And so we can help you navigate through all of that also.
Because again, it's making sure that mom and baby are the best position possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For help.
Yeah, exactly. And so other classes that are offered, prenatal exercise.
Yes, there are in some of our locations, we have some prenatal exercise classes. There's a yoga class that's out there in one of our facilities and help you both through pregnancy and after pregnancy prepare for that.
And I did some yoga during my pregnancy. And for me, it was just so nice, one, to just have just that me time and that quiet time, but then also the stretching. I know, like, for my hips, it made such a big difference. Yeah.
And when you can find a class that's prenatal exercise class, then they can kind of help you understand how that works with pregnancy, some of the things that are safe to do in that form of exercise.
Right.
So that is helpful.
Right, exactly. And then maybe a class that we don't think very much about or think that it's out there and needed, but it is sibling class.
Sibling class, yes. We have historically offered sibling classes. There's still some left out there where you can actually take your children and let them learn about, it's a short class and simplifies that process and helps them understand some of those changes that may happen to them because of that new member of the family.
Right, because everyone goes through a change.
Yes.
When a baby comes home. Yeah, whether it's the first baby, the fifth baby, whatever it is. It's always a change. Exactly. And then for some of those support groups and care after baby, a postpartum care support group.
Yeah, some of them, there are some support groups available. There's also some classes about postpartum care for moms.
And that they would take before having a baby.
Mm-hmm. And that is part of the series of the basic prenatal class also. They will cover that. These additional classes we're talking about right now are to just go a little bit deeper.
Right.
Or if you want to just pick up that piece of it and not do the whole prenatal series, then mm-hmm. that's where you can take these classes.
And some of these classes, of course, we're talking about for moms, for couples. But like a postpartum care support class, could other members of the family take that class to learn a little bit more about what postpartum looks like, what some of the signs or symptoms are, just to have that education?
Yes, most of these classes are with the intent for the woman who is having the baby and a support person. And then if you were just interested, you could sign up on your own and take, most people don't bring 10 people with them. They bring a support person.
Right.
But we are open to making this be something that everyone who needs it can learn the information they need.
I think that's great. And then, of course, baby care classes.
Baby care.
That's Once we bring that baby home.
Part.
Yeah.
Baby care and baby safety classes. These all go together. And you can, again, search in your area where you can find those. And the online class does also have modules around that, too, that you can go back to refer to. So if you can't make the in-person, that would be another place to get that information.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, of course, going through some of these classes before baby, we think we've got it all figured out. And
yes.
We bring baby home, and we go, I don't have any of this figured out.
Exactly. Or the baby learns to crawl and finds the plugs and
right.
a few things like that.
Right. And so having those online references to go back to, that is a fantastic tool.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Kathy, resources for people, how do they sign up for these classes? What else should we know about this?
The best way to find them is to go to intermountainhealthcare.org and click on the classes and events link. And then from that page, you can search by location and you can search by topic. I recommend the search word birth because that will get you all those
everything.
Classes. Yes.
Perfect. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us
You're
today.
You're so welcome.
And that concludes our Baby Your Baby podcast, talking about specialized classes to help moms to be with childbirth.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.